Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Sometimes I joke that I was born without collagen. Now, I'm sure I have some, but I definitely could use more, you know. Well, you know, being in my mid-40s, I start to notice things and creases, and I'm like, what is happening to my skin? So I would like to look great as long as possible. So I'm so glad to have Lorna Vanderhaj back on the show, women's health expert, and she's going to help us discover natural ways to build our collagen. Lorna, welcome back.
Well, we have a temporary glitch, unfortunately. You know, at least I want to just mention what you said about the collagen. And a little bit is just the fact that we're aging. And when we age, it just decreases. So I know you joke around and you say you're not born with it, but really it just, you know, it's a fact of life. And as we get older, you know, we start to decrease. But the good thing about it is that there are things that we could do. And hopefully we'll get Lorna back on the phone. But the good things that we can do to help boost it, like, you know, like the NeoCell company we spoke to not too long ago.
Yeah, that's
Hi,
true.
Lorna.
Lorna, are you with us?
I am.
All right. Well, we were just talking about the loss of collagen as we age, and we'd love for you to jump right into telling us how we can rebuild our collagen naturally.
Well, there's a couple of ways to rebuild collagen, and I think one of the best ways is based on science, and the French have done some amazing research using a product called Active Collagen, where they took women, they had two groups. One was a placebo group getting fake pills, and you definitely didn't want to be in that group. And then they took another group. They measured the depth of their deep wrinkles at the side of the eyes, the crow's feet wrinkles, the elasticity and the moisture content. They gave them 2,000 milligrams of active collagen per day. At day 28, they measured the depth of the wrinkles, of the crow's feet wrinkles, and they found a 20% reduction in the depth of wrinkles. By day 84, they found that the crepey skin on the eyelids has also smoothed out, that vaginal dryness improved, and the elasticity and the moisture. The longer you take active collagen, the smoother the skin becomes and the more collagen you rebuild. And this has excellent clinical research. So Health Canada has actually allowed a claim on the label for the reduction of wrinkles.
Wow, that's pretty big. And that means it works if they allow that. So that's great to know. Lorna, what age should we really start taking collagen supplements at?
Well, there's another kind of collagen called Collagen Plus, which rebuilds collagen from the inside. It's really a building block collagen. And you should start taking that very, very young. So, for example, my daughters are on it. We've even got my granddaughters and my grandsons taking it. Because one thing we think about collagen in the skin, which we see as wrinkles, but collagen is also the glue that makes your bones strong. And so when you start to lose collagen, that's what's causing the bone loss. And so Collagen Plus has been researched for smoothing out the skin, as well as for making your hair thicker, stronger, and grow faster, and your fingernails harder, as well as smoothing out the skin. So I would start taking Collagen Plus as a teenager so we can ward this all off. And if you've already got the wrinkles and the sagging skin, then you want to take the active collagen because that's really going to make a dramatic change quickly.
Well, it's great. You just answered my next question. I was going to say, what if you're like me in your mid-40s and you haven't taken any collagen? It's not
too
late.
Yeah, you haven't taken
like,
any collagen. Well, I take both because I want to have nice, strong bones. We've got a family history of osteoporosis, so I take the Collagen Plus to rebuild the collagen in my bones. But the active collagen, I've been taking it for a year and a half now, and it is filling in the backs of the collagen on the back of my hands. You know, when you get older, if you're a thin woman, you start to get these bony hands that starts to look like your grandma's mm-hmm. hands. And even the collagen in the back of my hands is spilling in, as well as the collagen in my face. So it's really making a difference to the point where my husband said the other day at breakfast, you know, maybe I should take that stuff too.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
And for a man to say that. No, for sure. So he obviously notices a big difference, a noticeable difference in what you're taking, which I find great when it comes from a man.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So men care about this stuff as well. And I've just finished co-authoring a book with Dr. Martin Braun called Beautiful Skin Begins Within. And, you know, women are spending a lot of money on cosmetic treatments, But we really are missing the boat when we can actually get our body to rebuild collagen and to improve the collagen content in the skin. And when you're looking for collagen supplements, really look for the ones that have the clinical research, because a lot of them are just, you know, waste byproducts from the slaughterhouse, like pig parts and cow parts, instead of looking at things that really have good science behind them.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, what about my, you know, I'm like, what about my eyes? I mean, what about our eyes? I'm starting to get that kind of crepey, sort of bending over kind of thing going on. Does that affect that, or do you have to actually get surgery for that?
Okay, well, that's a really good question. That was one of the things that really got me excited about the active collagen research, was that women reported that the crepey skin, you know, that's when you put your eyeshadow on your eyelids and it feels like crepe paper going over this little, you know, fragile skin. The crepey skin improved on the eyelids, and the crepey skin on the top of the upper arms and the chest that a lot of women get also started to improve. And the longer you take active collagen, the better. You know, we can use IPL lasers on our chest and our upper arms, but our eyelids, we can't laser. So this is an area where you have to take the internal cosmetics like the Collagen Plus and the Active Collagen to rebuild that skin. And then we cannot forget about the most important fatty acid, which is called GLA, and that's for beautiful skin. And when women get close to menopause and go through menopause, they lose 30% of their collagen, and they can't make GLA from their food anymore, so they've got a supplement.
Wow. You know, as you're talking, I'm just thinking to myself, I've got two daughters. I'm like, I'm going to preserve them. I'm going to start them on collagen when they're in their teens, like you recommended. Then when they're older, they're not, you know, they're going to look amazing. It's like a natural, you know, facelift without even having to go through surgery. So I think that, I mean, that's, of course, I'm just, you know, am I exaggerating, Lorna? I mean, that's what it sounds great to me, but...
You're absolutely not exaggerating. My daughters are on it, and, you know, my youngest daughter is in her 20s, and my grandchildren are on it, because, especially the Collagen Plus, because that's where we're looking at rebuilding collagen. And, you know, although we really care about how we look, we have to understand, if you're starting to get those lines down the side of your nose to your mouth and your chin is sagging and everything is heading south, you're losing collagen in your bones too. So, And osteoporosis is 100% preventable, and it's totally linked to this wrinkling in the skin. Who would have thought that wrinkles had anything to do with osteoporosis? But they do. So this is a great connection, and you're absolutely right. It's not over the top. It's what we should be doing. We should all be taking GLA Skin Oil and Collagen Plus every day from the time we're young, and we should be able to prevent a lot of this.
That's, you know, I have one last question, Lorna. We're almost out of time, so maybe, you know, 15 seconds. So someone who wants to help, obviously, their wrinkles, but at the same time, really, they've got bone issues. What should we be taking? Because I know myself, I take, you know, coral calcium. I take your magnesium, you know, collagen. What's the formula? What is that magic formula to help prevent both?
Okay, so the beautiful skin would be Collagen Plus, 10 drops a day. You take active collagen, 2,000 milligrams, and 2 teaspoons of GLA skin oil, and the GLA keeps the calcium in your bones too. So it's all interconnected and works like a charm, and people, of course, can read more and learn more at the website at hormonehelp.com.
Perfect. Well, Lorna, thank you, Lorna Vanderhaeg, for being on our show. I love when you're on the show. You're, like I say every time, you're a wealth of information. You could follow Lorna on Twitter at AskLorna, and appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.